My name is Mika. My last name is Taanila. I come from Helsinki, Finland.
Mika, you're doing a documentary on Ashprihanal Aalto here at the race. And what's the story you're trying to tell about him and what he's doing here?
Well, as many times when making films, you don't know the story and you don't exactly know what are you trying to do or prove with the film. So it's an experiment, it's an adventure for us as well, of course. And we've been shooting now for, this is the third day. We started already one day before the race, but it's extremely interesting to work with Ashprihanal, and I'm so fascinated about his career, him as a persona, his character, and basically, like I said, it's an experiment, because the tone and mood of the film, of course, is very dependent on how the race will be for him.
Okay. Now, how did you even hear about him? I mean, he has been literally running, in some ways, in obscurity, not only in the world, but certainly maybe even in Finland, even though he has a very impressive resume, a history of running.
Mm-hmm. I heard a friend of mine talking about ultra races actually 2 years ago, and then I got interested, and we just for fun to find out what are the longest races and where they take place and what's the spiritual idea behind that? Because for many people, if you talk about 10-day race or 6-day race, the first question is what's the point?
Okay.
And things like that. So I got interested in this, spiritual and also the intellectual side of this event. And luckily enough, I quite soon, while Googling over the internet and so on, I came across that, hey, there's a really great runner in my hometown, Helsinki.
Even in Helsinki. Now, in a heartbeat, there is so many history of great Finnish athletes, runners, skiers, and so on. I mean, going back probably before Paavo Nurmi, Lassi Virran, and it seems that history has been very kind to those people in terms of Finland, statues and honors bestowed upon them, and for good reason. And yet, I mean, you've now examined his career, you've seen his accomplishments. Do you think the average person in Finland knows that there's a guy out there today doing something remarkable like this?
Unfortunately, no. I think for an average person, it's totally obscure and very little known. I mean, in some newspapers, there might be a very, very small article or results of this race, but unfortunately, I think it's because of the media, media tends to pay attention to very fast-paced events and sexy things like basketball and ice hockey and things like that, where you can all of a sudden very instantly be entertained. But this is something else than entertainment.
Now, you've been here with him now. You said 3 days or shooting with him. You've talked to him extensively. And also, you've been here on the course yourself. And right now, since the 6 day started yesterday, there's a lot of runners out there.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe your own impression of what the heck is going on? And I realize this may be premature, but is there an impression that you have of what's happening here?
Well, I'm totally how do you say, flabbergasted, overwhelmed, and really excited about the whole thing. It was really nasty and bad thing that it rained when the 6 day run started, and it kept on raining so much during last night. But I try to figure out myself, of course, and what is the value or meaning of this kind of event in a larger scale for the, let's say, humankind or human race. I think this kind of thing has a very strong symbolic value. I feel it's not about who is the winner and what is the exact result, but as for us filmmakers, as kind of a study or also a kind of meditation. We are not physically doing very much, but in a way we try to. My idea with this film is trying to go into the mind of an ultra runner, and one special thing here I think could be that there is no dialogue or interviews in this film at all. I've been talking to Pekka and there's so many interesting stories that he can tell, but this is a film that I try to make the idea also kind of what's the word, immersive in a way that you would really feel the.
So you become part of, you watch it and you become, the pictures will tell the story of what you want them to experience perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Have you ever shot any sport films before? This is something, a departure for you, or you're used to shooting athletes in action?
This is my second sports film. We did. I always work with the same cinematographer, Jussi Eerola, over there, and we did a sports film back in 1999, and that was our first experiment in that. Normally, we made what you might call a creative documentaries or experimental documentaries with a lot of found footage, archive material, and so on, and all kind of different subjects and different durations. But 99, we did a film called RoboCop 99. And it's about autonomous robots playing football or soccer.
Okay.
And it's very, very funny film, but it's a serious study of artificial intelligence. And with also maybe a little bit gloomy or scary undertones of military doing artificial intelligence research and so on. But it was a football film. This is
okay.
A funny film.
Now, this is a complete departure. So, I mean, I realize it's premature to say when you'll finish. Sorry, I guess that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Finish. Who's going to be able to see this film? I mean, is it going to be on film festivals? Is it going to be on Finnish television? On
yeah. This is this film that we are making right now. It will be broadcasted in Finland and hopefully some other European countries as well. The duration will be something between 10 and 15 minutes only. We'll be shooting for 8 days. So as you can see, it's quite compact in editing room. So you can talk about the short film, but definitely short film festivals. There are a lot of great films screening only short films. So what we are doing, let's say visually shooting on film, on celluloid, we aim for the big screen, and then it will be also shown in exhibitions. I've been working, let's say, for the past 5 years and also making film installations, video installations for museums, galleries, so all kind of a very varied audience, I would say.
The last question literally is, you met him originally in Finland, in Helsinki, and now you're seeing him in his own world in some way. Is anything about what happens to him here surprising to you, or is there a transformation, or you're just seeing him in his element, or I mean, how would you phrase that? That when he's in a suit delivering newspapers in Helsinki in the early in the morning,
yeah,
versus out here in this environment, is there something that changes in him that you see?
Not really. I see him maybe a bit more relaxed and maybe more concentrated than in a, let's say, daily life situation, having a coffee in the middle of Helsinki. But I see him as like doing his thing in a very natural way.
Thank you so much.